News every 15 minutes, weather every 10, and sports twice an hour.
News Talk KGVO, AM 1290 and 98.3 FM.
You're listening to Montana Morning with Peter Christian.
More evacuations from the Alolo Peak Fire, and Highway 12 has a roadblock. Good morning, everyone. Montana Morning for Thursday, August 24th, 2017. Right now, we have smoky haze in the Missoula Valley. We have a very warm 63 degrees in Missoula right now. Our newscast, sponsored by Diggett Excavating, bringing 30 years of excellence to every job. Call 214-4292. We do have an air quality alert till 9 o'clock this morning. Hamilton, Frenchtown, and Missoula all experiencing unhealthy for sensitive groups air quality. Sealy Lake is hazardous at this time. Our top story this morning, the Ravalli County Sheriff's Office issued new evacuation orders last night for residents near the Alolo Peak Fire. Ravalli County residents west of Florence, Carlton Loop, south to One Horse Creek Road, and west of Highway 93 from One Horse Creek Road to Sweeney Creek Loop are now under a mandatory evacuation order, which means they should leave their homes immediately. They haven't already. The area includes Sweeney Creek Loop north of and including Outback Road, Woodtick Hollow, Sweeney Creek Trail, Upper Sweeney Creek Loop, Hill Drive, Keplin Lane, and Smith Fork. Officials are citing dangerous fire behavior as the reason for that order. Earlier yesterday, the Missoula County Sheriff's Office set up a roadblock at Highway 12 and Mill Creek Road. The Sheriff's Office posted the following on their Facebook page, quote, "This means a roadblock is in place, and should any residents be off their private property at any time, they'll be escorted to the end of the roadblock and not allowed back in," end quote. Quoting again, "Offensive or threatening behavior toward firefighters by residents who have chosen not to leave under the evacuation order will not be tolerated. The work that's being done by firefighters is dangerous and time-sensitive. Please be patient and allow them to help protect our communities," end quote. With that in mind, a homeowner in the Mill Creek area shooting at some squirrels on his property forced Alolo Peak operations to cease temporarily yesterday while an investigation was being conducted. County Sheriff's Office spokeswoman Brenda Bassett said the incident occurred about 11:15 yesterday morning.
The homeowner was shooting at some squirrels, but didn't make the assumption that there were firefighters in the area, which there were. So it ceased fire operations, and then they had to leave the area while it was investigated by our deputies. And not only does it increase the time that it takes to repopulate those areas and further affects the people that have been displaced, which is hard on them anyways, it also puts those firefighters' lives in danger.
There were no reports of any injuries due to the gunshots. The Alolo Peak Insee web page warned people not to use firearms or to fly drones near the fire for protection of firefighters and area residents. The National Weather Service predicted strong, dry thunderstorms for western Montana last night into today, and Alolo Peak fire officials are preparing for the worst. Fire Information Officer Mike Cole said Alolo Peak fire forecasters said fine fuels around the fire are ripe for ignition.
The fuels are so dry and receptive to lightning right now. It's especially light fuels. So we have what's called a probability of ignition, and that is at 95% today. So, for instance, if you were standing in some grass, you could expect if you lit 100 matches, 95 of them would start a fire.
Cole said strong thunderstorms can create their own weather patterns over a fire.
Some of those can gust to 40, 50 miles an hour coming out of the bottom of those thunderstorms, hitting the ground, and that wind will spread 360 degrees. And that's the concern if a thunderstorm would sit, arc over the top of the fire, either in center, on the left, north, south, right side over in the Bitterroot. That's why the meteorologist is really tracking the path of this thunderstorm activity.
He said firefighters will be on storm watch all night last night.
We have 71 engines assigned to this fire, and a lot of those engines are going to be out tonight, stationed at critical locations where if we have new initial attack, we'll be able to get at it, or if we have spotting across the line because of outflow winds of a thunderstorm, where we can get to them real quick.
As of yesterday, the fire had grown to over 33,000 acres with over 1,200 personnel working the fire. The cost of fighting the fire has surpassed $24.6 million. A judge has ruled that a small population of grizzly bears in Montana and Idaho near the Canadian border can be considered endangered even if they're not on the brink of extinction. District Judge Dana Christensen's order on Monday reversed the 2014 reclassification by U.S. wildlife officials for the 40 to 50 bears of the Cabinet Yak bear population under the Federal Endangered Species Act. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service said then that the bear population had stabilized and that its status should be threatened but not on a waiting list for classification as endangered. the conservation of the environmental group, Alliance for the Wild Rockies, and Chris sued and Christensen sided with that group. The bears live about 300 miles from grizzlies near Yellowstone Park that lost federal protection status back in July. Yet another Missoula man is in custody for strangulation of his girlfriend. The incident occurred early Wednesday morning on Caravan Street. Police got a call from a woman who claimed that 30-year-old Daniel Zufall violently attacked her. Missoula police spokesman Travis Welsh explains.
Started out as an argument when the suspect came home after being out without the victim. Suspect became more and more angry until the point that he ran from another room and tackled the victim to the floor, then used both hands and then later a single hand to impede her breathing by putting them around her throat.
The woman was able to break away from Zufall, but her foot was cut open during the struggle. She ran to her sister for help. Meanwhile, Zufall inadvertently drove right into police custody.
The victim's sister's boyfriend actually got the victim's cell phone back for her and convinced the suspect to leave the residence. And he had just pulled into the gas station there where another officer was fueling his own vehicle. The officer who was there recognized him. The description and also a vehicle description had gone out over the radio.
Zufall is now facing six charges, including two felonies. On top of the felony assault, Zufall added felony criminal mischief after apparently damaging his girlfriend's vehicle. A man accused in a Montana carjacking has been arrested in Utah. The Independent Record reports Eddie Sanchez is in custody in Salt Lake City on warrants stemming from the Sunday carjacking in Helena. Authorities say Sanchez was in the stolen car when he was found Tuesday in Utah. His felony charges include robbery, aggravated assault, and criminal endangerment. Officials believe Sanchez was involved in a police pursuit and crash in a different vehicle early Sunday morning in Helena. The suspect in that incident ran away after the crash. Why are there no seatbelts on school buses? It's a question asked every year just before school starts. Federal Code 49 CFR Part 571 exempts certain vehicles from the seatbelt requirement, including school buses. With that in mind, Robert Mitch Mitchell with Beach Transportation says even without seatbelts, school buses are far safer than passenger cars.
A school bus is the safest vehicle on the road. It's seven times safer than a parent dropping their kids off at school. So a school bus is considered, you know, the safest vehicle on the road. And I know that there's a lot of dialogue and a lot of people talking about adding safety measures of seatbelts.
Mitch said the final decision on putting seatbelts on school buses must be made by state and local governments.
There's a lot of folks that believe this compartmentalization concept is safe. And then there are a number of people that believe that children would be safer with seatbelts. And so at Beach Transportation, we're going to let those people make those types of decisions. And whatever the state or our local city government or school board comes up with, we'll embrace that and move forward with it.
School starts Monday for Missoula District 1. News Talk Time 6:13.
News Talk KGVO.
Missoula's official weather station.
Partly to mostly cloudy skies today with high temperatures in the mid to low 80s. The threat of showers and thunderstorms will stick around for us into the afternoon with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Brooke Foster for Missoula's KECI 13.